Amanda! Amanda!
The dictionary defines freedom as having the ability to act or change without constraint. Every year, on the 16th of June in South Africa, we pay tribute to the lives of the 1976 uprising students and recognize the role that they played in the liberation of South Africa from the apartheid regime. Forty-four years later, we asked the youth of 2020 if they feel free, and this is what they had to say.
I think freedom is the liberty to do and think as you will and make choices without restriction. So yes, by definition, to a certain extent, we are free in this post-apartheid era. Because I won't be put into jail just because I'm black. But because I don't have access to equal opportunities, am I really free?
Do I think I'm free? I think I do. I do think I'm free, you know. I have access to most of the things that I'd like to have access to, and that looking at a different time, people my age at that time, you know, couldn't even access. So I feel like, you know, I am free, you know. I'd like to say there's no better place to be a black black than in South Africa, you know, because we have so much opportunity now. We have so much we have so much opportunity. We have so much space to reach our full potential. You know, we're sitting at a time where we have a black president. We have a black Miss South Africa who looks like us, who's a representation of us. We're sitting at a time where businesses are run by women, and it's not even a new thing. It's not frowned upon, if I can say it like that. So I think that already in of itself says a lot. You know, we're looking at a time where young black people are starting their own businesses. They're getting capital from these things. Young black people are getting into education, getting into the education system. They're being prioritized. You know, there's obviously a few gaps here and there, and there's a few things that need to be fixed here and there. But I think for the most part, it's truly amazing. And we really are, you know, we're at a point where we are free, you know.
I think I am free, but I don't feel free because there's so much limitations to this freedom. Only because one of the economic state of our country, and two, only because also I don't feel free because, you know, there's certain things that I cannot achieve, and there's certain, you know, there's certain things that I cannot get and attain because of the color of my skin. I think, you know, there's limitations when it comes to that. So I don't feel free in that sense.
In January 1954, the Bantu Education Act came into effect, making it compulsory for black children to attend government schools and learn specific subjects in English and Afrikaans. The Bantu education system featured separate schools and universities, poor facilities, overcrowded classrooms, and inadequately trained teachers, resulting in a lack of quality education for black children. 44 years later, a Statistics SA survey conducted in the Quarterly Labour Force stated that approximately 58.1% of South Africa's youth is unemployed, making this the toughest challenge faced by youths in South Africa.
I think one of the many challenges that we face as a South African youth is inequality, and that is why we don't have the same opportunities. Hence, the poor are stifled whilst the rich advance because they have all the necessary resources and networks to propel them. It is especially evident in this pandemic because if you look at how people with the necessary resources are able to navigate through it, in contrast to the people that don't have them, it is a lot easier for them to transition to remote learning and working, whilst it's a lot harder for disadvantaged people to adapt to this new reality.
I think it's really sad that even with, you know, with degrees and with qualifications, we still have large amounts of unemployed youth in South Africa.
The youth is really struggling with access to, still, I think to this day, even though it does get better, access to education. Unemployment is still a very, 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 very big thing. I think, especially looking at our peers, you know, people trading in the ages of 20, 21, all the way to 25, you know, we're still in the phases of facing the challenge of unemployment, facing the challenges of getting into school, facing the challenges of just being a young person in South Africa, you know. And I think that's one of the most difficult things and one of the most challenging things to be facing as a South African youth. You know, nobody wants to be in a place where they can't go to school, or in a place where, I mean, you know, they can't work, they can't provide for themselves, they can't build their careers. You know, going to school is one thing and having a qualification is one thing, but not being able to use it truly is just like very difficult, you know. I think also we struggle a lot with like mental health and, you know, things like that, you know, where it's like it's prioritized but not really, and access to decent medical, I mean mental, sorry, to decent mental health is really, 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 really difficult, you know. You can't just access it easily, as easily as we'd like to access it.
I'd like to see the youth of South Africa being accommodated in terms of their entrepreneurships and being accommodated in agricultural work, skillful works, and all that. Yeah, I'd like to see a lot of that, like programs in South Africa implemented for the youth.
When something is free, it can change easily, and it is not constrained in its present state. How can the youth of today claim to be free when they are still shackled in the socio-economic challenges? When the color of our skin, our race, and our hair still inhibits us from attaining equal opportunities? And yet I repeat, freedom is having the ability to act or change without constraint. What do you think the youth of South Africa still needs to be free from?
Unemployment, you know, that's the one thing that I feel like we really, really, really need like our chains to be unshackled from. A lot of people, you look in the hood, you look around you, and you see how many of the people around you are still bound by the chains of unemployment. And it's really, 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 really sad to watch, you know. It's really unfortunate, and it's because that, you know, unemployment opens up a breed of such bad practices where it's like people could really, really you know, benefit so much from having something to do with their lives. And yeah, I think if there's one thing that I could wish my peer could be freed from is unemployment.
I wish the South African youth could be free from inequality.
Equality, safety, and employment. That's what I would change.
You know what, at the end of the day, and not at the end of the day, but then at the end of the tunnel, there is a rainbow. Just need to put your head up high, and whatever you're going through, just always tell yourself that it will pass.
Reporting for Multimedia Life, Mudiyeh Mashamaite.